Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1249, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 207 into another room, and I presume they brought Newt Lee up from the cell so he could talk to him. After Newt Lee was gone, the detective showed us the two notes and the pad back with still a few unused leaves to it, and the pencil that they claimed they had found down in the basement near the body. Of course, Mr. Schiff and myself looked at those notes and tried to decipher them, but they were written exceedingly dim and were very rambling and incoherent, and neither of us could recognize the handwriting nor get any sense out of them at all. One of these notes, States Exhibit Y, was written on a sheet of pencil pad paper, the same kind as that of this sheet which still remained on the pad back. The other, States Exhibit Z, was written on a sheet of yellow paper, apparently a yellow sheet from the regulation order pad or order book of the National Pencil Company. This sheet was a yellow sheet with black ruling on it and certain black printing at the top. These are the two notes, States Exhibits Y and Z, indicating papers. At the top of these notes, where it showed the series and date, and you can see it has either been worn out or rubbed out, Defendant's Exhibit Z, but the date was originally on there, and down below here is the serial number. Now, both of those notes were written as though they had been written through a piece of carbon paper, and the date said, Jan. 8th, 1911. The order number is so faint or erased here that I can't even see what that is, but there is no trace of a date on this one at all. But it was there distinctly visible when Mr. Schiff and myself looked at it. We continued answering any questions that the detectives wished to put to us looking to a possible solution of the mystery, when Mr. Darley came in and said if they didn't want him any further, he would go off, that he had an appointment. A few minutes thereafter, Mr. Schiff and myself left police headquarters and went down Decatur Street to Peachtree Street, and down Peachtree Street, over the viaduct to Jacobs, Alabama, and Whitehall Saint Store, and went in, and each of us had a drink, and I bought a cigar for each of us at the cigar counter. Mr. Schiff had an appointment to meet some friends of his at the Union Depot that afternoon, and it was a little too early, so we took a walk around by the Pinnell factory, walking up Alabama to Forsyth Street and down Forsyth Street on the side opposite from the factory, to the corner of Hunter and Forsyth, where we noticed the morbid crowd that had collected out in front of the factory. We stood there about a minute or two and then continued walking, and then went up East Hunter Street back to Whitehall Street, and back Whitehall to the corner of Whitehall and Alabama, where Mr. Schiff waited until I caught an Alabama Street or Georgia Avenue car and returned to my home. I returned to my home about a quarter to four, and found there was no one in, as my wife had told me that if she wasn't at home, she would probably be at the residence of Mr. Eisenberg. I proceeded over there, coming up Washington Street in the direction of the orphan's home, and on Washington Street, between Georgia Avenue and the next street down, which I believe is Bass Street, I met Arthur Haas and Ed Montag and Marcus Loeb, who stopped me and asked about things they had heard about the little girl being dead in the pencil factory.